Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. We're with Mike Spain. He is the associate editor for the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, you can't miss this top story. The headline in your paper today, three cases for change, presidential candidates in Albany yesterday.
You know, it was a day without precedent in the history of the Capital Region, which says something for the state capital of New York State, which has a lot of politics. But within 8 hours, three of the five remaining major party candidates for the White House held rallies here. Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke to about 500 in the gym of LaSalle Institute. That's a private boys military academy outside Troy. He made the case that he is the guy, the only guy in the Republican Party that take on and beat Hillary Clinton, who is the Democratic front runner. It was a relatively quiet and orderly place. Meanwhile, across the river in the city of Albany, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders fired up a crowd of about 4,000 inside Albany's Washington Avenue Armory. Outside, there was an overflow crowd of about 2,000. He came out and addressed them who were waiting in the rain during the day and couldn't get in. And he continued his attacks on Hillary Clinton and on the entire financial system in the U.S., saying that it's rigged against the small guy, and he pledged to do something about it. Later in the day, a crowd, depending on which estimate you listen to, somewhere between 10 and 20,000, gathered at the Times Union Center on Pearl Street to hear Donald Trump, the Republican front runner, came out on the stage. Some people had been waiting 11 hours for him, so they were anxious to hear him. He came out and said, "Is there anything more fun than a Trump rally?" And he kind of gave his regular speech of attacks on both of his opponents in the Republican Party and then bashed the Democrats. He said that it's time for change, and then protesters got up and he said, "Get them out of here, send them home." It was a typical Trump rally, but it was peaceful, except for that little disturbance there, and a good day for Albany. Now the candidates have all moved on, and next Tuesday, a week from today, New York voters go to the polls to pick their favorites in their specific party.
Well, you mentioned students, and there's an update to the SUNY bus. Well, I guess you would call it a fracas that occurred and made news.
That's right. We're talking about an event back at the end of January where three women who were students at the University of Albany claimed that they were victims of racial motivated attacks while they were on a bus heading back to the campus from downtown Albany. It looks like their case is heading to the grand jury. The district attorney said that he's been asking for an apology from the three young women students. And if there's no apology, which there hasn't been, and it looks like there's not going to be, the district attorney is planning to send it to a grand jury and prosecute them for misdemeanor assault. It's punishable by up to a year in jail. They're due back in city court next week, so we'll see what happens.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.